what it does, the muscle mass that's being restricted is what gets interrupted. So that's the standpoint is that when these frequencies come in, they are releasing the negative things that are taking place. So it's an instant increase in the skeletal muscle mass. It's not increasing muscles, it's releasing the power that's already there. It's not putting power in, it's releasing what's being compromised. Anne is asking, is there going to be something to be put on animals? We had a discussion today that will be one of the offerings that comes very early in the front of the year that we'll do something for pets. Absolutely. That's on the plan. We spent a lot of time discussing that today. And Denise is asking about the protection of going through here with scans through radiation, X-ray scans. We don't have to take those off. Mike's never had to take them off, and there will be protection from those to the extent that they allow you to keep them on. I've had a couple of people said, no, I had to take them off. It depends on who you're dealing with. Okay. So that's a huge. Another question that's being asked is in relationship to the size of the bands. All of those things are being addressed. Denise is asking about babies. Children, yes, babies. I don't know how soon something will be done for babies. We got to crawl here before we walk. We're blazing the trail. We're starting what the masses are. The masses are every single person that needs to have these bands to be wearing this technology. But there's other applications. Again, we had over at our meeting today talking about different applications that are coming. And in the future, there will be the things, one of the questions about some people's wrists are small, and so all of those are being addressed for future iteration. So let me just quickly, because of what we did to go through the compensation last night, I'm not going to go through all the compensation again for you tonight. We'll do that tomorrow night so that you can invite as many people in that would like to do that. But let me tell you just real quick what that's really all about. This man, as I said, W. Edwards Deming changed the world. And it was all talked about, profound changes that he was talking about. He became known as the father of the quality control movement. But the fundamental thing that he had was this, that the structure of the structure of the way the world does business is wrong and the workers not to blame. He could not get anybody in America to listen to him, even though he and his mentor had taught Rosie the Riveter to how to stun the world, because Rosie, the little housewife or a high school sweetheart, was the one that was producing all the war material while the men were fighting. I just watched a program on the 7th about the attack on Pearl Harbor. The only reason that the Japanese attacked is they were convinced that America could not build war material to fight on two different fronts at the same time. They didn't know about Deming and they didn't know about Rosie. Because at the end of the war, Rosie was said that she was producing a plane every 45 minutes. And a battleship a week. And it was a superior way of viewing people and their working capacity. So after the war, America became the only place that had anything we were selling to the world, and he couldn't get anybody to listen, but the Japanese did listen. They sent for him in 1950 because they recognized that what he knew is what had made the difference. And before long, Deming said to the leadership of Japan, if you do what I tell you to do, the world will be the path to your door. Now, I don't know about you, but I was raised in the mountains of Kentucky. And in 1950, what you could buy that had made in Japan, and it was the cheapest stuff in the world. We call them Chinese handcuffs. You go to the carnival and you can get those little bitty things you put your fingers in and then try to pull them out. Everything made in Japan was cheap. Deming said, if you do what I tell you to do, the world will be the path to your door. And he was wrong. It didn't start in 5 years, it started in four. And how many people here tonight own a Japanese car or a Japanese TV? Everything came about because Deming said, the way the world is doing business is wrong. Well, That's what our view is. So let me just tell you this about compensation issues. Somebody has to slow down and think. And we want to be among the thinkers. That's what Deming teaches us to do. There is something really structurally wrong with everything that is being done in a math model and an industry that has 97 to 99% of the people fail. Now, you don't have to be much of a genius. All you have to is have integrity to be able to say, yeah, there's something really bad wrong. Well, it's not one thing that's wrong. It's many things that are wrong. And first and foremost is the way the money spread. And second about the money spread is what you have to do to qualify for some of that spread. And so the killer issues, and the FTC is looking at it. I encourage you to go look at some of the reports coming from the FTC. They've gone after some major companies and they're not through. I'll tell you what they don't like. They don't like pay for play. They don't like recognizing the reason that people can't make money is because the way the math is designed, the average person can't even make enough money to pay for what they're being required to purchase every single month. And the further up the line you go, the more you have to purchase because you have to be making sure that your group is earning you your commission, even if your group's not there. So big producers are often buying large volumes and giving it away to make it work for them. That does not mean that it works for the average person. So there's something really, really wrong. So this is what we're doing. We don't want money. Money will come because of what we have and the value of what we have. We have something that's worth way more than what the cost is because of the results that it gets. And there are people that here right now that if I brought them in and they started telling you what it felt like for them to be feeling able to sleep better, less pain than they were experiencing, and to be able to experience it immediately and ask them what they had paid to try to solve those in the past, how many products or services or people they'd gone to. So the results is what this is all about. And the results are off the chart. But what good does it do if the results are off the chart if the average person can't make money because of the way the money flow goes, or that they have to keep spending money when they're not making money? I don't believe that's the way it should be. So what we put in place here is to sign up as an affiliate costs $50 out of pocket. But we're giving every single person that signs up to my Wi-Fi shields. They're like this, and they go on the back of a telephone. I've got it on the back of my phone. And those sell for $80. Every person that becomes affiliate for 50 will get $80 of value free, no cost. Now, when is anybody be able to start $30 ahead? And nobody's ever required to spend another dime out of your own pocket. Not required. Obviously, many people will. Nobody makes any money until somebody purchases the technology. But what we want to do is help as many people as we possibly can that need to make money, and they've got contact capital, and they've got labor capital, but they don't have financial capital. We're not making money the issue here. So nobody ever has to spend out of pocket anything more than $50, which gets covered with $80 of value. And at that point on, you can go forward. We already have people here. We're just in a pre-launch. It was started a month ago. But we already have people here that have earned several hundred dollars and did not buy the band because they didn't have the money to buy the band. And now they're looking at life turning around. They see a window. They see a hope for the future that didn't exist before. So that's really important for you to know. This is designed to allow us to make quality income for people who are be productive. And it's not designed to say, how can we design it to make sure you get left out so the money goes to the people at the top that are professional recruiters? I don't know how to say it any more clear. We're turning the apple cart upside down. We're building it from the bottom up, not the top down. So if you want to know more about that, we'll get into that in detail tomorrow night. So let me just encourage you to get with whoever invited you here. And so that's a really important thing for you to do. Go to their site and please consider joining us as an affiliate. If you want or need money, then this is a wonderful place for us to go, for us place to be. And we're looking forward to an incredible year that's in front of us. Okay. Thank you, everybody. Have a great night. Bye-bye.